Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram. Today we learn the halachas about over mourning, not doing too much mourning. This is Siman Reish Tes Vav 215 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It is a short siman. We're only going to deal with 10 questions. Is it permitted to grieve excessively over the dead? Halacha is no. One may not grieve excessively. The pasuk says that tells us that a person is not allowed to weep too much for those who have passed away. Do not, and it says, do not bemoan them. It repeats this to tell us that a person is not allowed to go excessively. So what is the proper time frames for mourning? So the first 3 days are appropriate for weeping, the 7 days for mourning, and the 30 days for refraining from iron clothes and haircuts. And after HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not supposed to show more compassion than I do, which just means Hashem says, is that this is what's appropriate in this situation, and going more is considered too much. What is the consequence of grieving excessively? So that the Chachamim said, our sages say, one who grieves excessively over the dead will cause themselves to have to weep over another death, God forbid. Are there any exceptions? So it is for a Torah scholar, a Torah sage, he is mourned in proportion to his wisdom. However, even then, it cannot be more than 30 days, since Moshe Rabbeinu was only mourned for 30 days, and he was the greatest of all teachers. What spiritual danger exists for a family when a member dies? So when a family member dies, a judgment hangs over the entire family. The metaphor that is given by the Kitzur is like it's an archer's stones are shaken by one piece. This danger lasts until it diminishes, it diminishes gradually. So how long does it take this judgment to last? What's the way to visualize this? So he quotes the Rambam, Maimonides, who says that for the first 3 days of Avelos, it's as if there's every person in the family of the Niftar, of the deceased, are walking around with a sword placed between their shoulders. That's the fear they should be living with. For the third to the seventh day, it's as if the sword is stands in the corner facing them in the room, wherever they are. At the end of the Shiva, from the seventh day to the 30th day, it's as if wherever they walk, there's a sword passing by in the street just behind them. So they're, it's near them. And for the entire year, the judgment still hangs there. The sword's still present throughout the course of the rest of the year. So what can be a bring healing to the family? So the Kitzur quotes the Shulchan Aruch, which is an amazing thing, that is that if a ben zachar, a male son, is born to that family during that year, the family is saved from the judgment, Nisrabo kol ha-mishpacha, as he brings peace to the world. Why is that? There's a lot of reasons for that that can be suggested for this. One is that it speaks to the dimension of eight. Eight is the dimension above our give and take cause and effect. It's a reminder to the family that they made many decisions and they tried to do what was best for the person who passed away. And a lot of times there's guilt. Did we do enough? Did we not do enough? Should we make other better decisions with hindsight? And the bris is a reminder that the fact that they're given the opportunity of a bris is a reminder that that a lot of times the human decisions, the entity running this program is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not our decisions. But another reason is because sometimes through absence, when we miss somebody, we realize the power of what it means to have somebody be given to us, to the family, and it gives so much of a deeper appreciation of who they are. It's a sign that Brach has returned to the family. Does this principle also apply to groups? So yes, if a person is a part of a chabura and they pass away, the rest of the chabura, yidag kol chabura, the rest of the group should be concerned, and for themselves, because they're in association, we are proximate to that person, therefore everybody needs to be doing introspection. What is the status of the one who does not mourn at all when they should? So the one who does not mourn is considered an achsor, a cruel person, a person who is heartless. It's a very severe judgment. What should somebody who failed to mourn properly do if he wants to do repentance? So that person should awaken from their complacency. They need to do a little bit of introspection with fear and anxiety and repent. And perhaps he'll be spared the sword themselves. And this is a very, very serious thing that they need to be awoken, examine their deeds and repent to avoid, God forbid, the consequences that could be brought with it. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful meeting.